Hello, everyone. It has been such a long time since I've recorded a podcast. And when there are so many other things to listen to, so many other people who have podcasts and blogs and YouTube channels and Instagram pages and all kinds of things, there's just so much content to choose from. And it gets overwhelming for me to. When I'm looking at other people's content, it gets overwhelming trying to decide, is this something I should even do? But I'm here because we can all reach different people at different times in their life, and certain people can reach others. And if you're here listening to this today, I thank you for being here. And I'm pretty sure I've said this in previous episodes before. But there's just certain people that connect with certain other people. And if you find a connection with me, then that's great. And again, thank you for listening and thank you for being here. So let's get into today's episode. Okay, so let's get started. I created an Instagram page for Present Truth Parents. So if you are on Instagram, you can search up that handle at Present Truth Parents, one word, no underscores or anything, just at Present Truth Parents. And I found that I started to share a lot of my poetry that I was writing. Poems would come to me when I was having devotional time, when I was reading a kind of poetry and faith guidebook alongside that, and I was just really inspired and I jotted these down and ended up sharing them on the Instagram page. I also decided to take a break from Instagram, at least from my personal page. It's probably going on 2 months now that I haven't been on Instagram. So I'm trying to figure out how to manage my Instagram page while also not being tempted to scroll on to my personal page. So I haven't quite figured that out yet, but I do want to get back to updating posts because it's just another way to reach people, and a lot of people are on Instagram. So all that to say, I am going to start sharing some of those poems I shared on the Instagram page, on the podcast, just another way to share those. I also have a WordPress page that's presenttruthparents.wordpress.com. And that's also another area on the internet space that has a lot of other creative writings or essays that I have worked on. So I hope that's not too much. I know sometimes when other people have like a lot of stuff going on out there, YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and blogs and it's kind of, and podcasts, it's kind of hard to keep up. But today I am sharing an essay I wrote on the WordPress page, presenttruthparents.wordpress.com, and that's what I'm going to be reading and sharing with you all today. Okay, it's called Cars, Trees, and Beautiful Music: A Different Kind of Grief. Hi, Mama. I'm just listening to the music and looking at the cars and trees. Beautiful, said my toddler as we were driving in the car. I later found out that she actually said, I'm beautiful, but that classic toddler brain thought process doesn't sound so poetic. I loved hearing how content she was sitting in her car seat, still rear facing because I've been told it's safer until they're practically 4 years old and my anxiety won't let me do otherwise. It was just me and her in the car that day. Baby sister was home with Dada. She needs our solo time. I need our solo time. My sister and brother-in-law, who now have 4 children, had mentioned to me that the hardest transition for them was going from 1 child to 2. I didn't ask for more details then because I assumed I understood what they meant. But now that I have my own children, I know why it became such a hard transition for them and for me. Because all the time I had with just me and my daughter had to shift, and it became a different kind of grief. Before baby sister was born, I felt the pangs of hurt in my heart just thinking about how time with my firstborn was soon going to be very different. I wasn't going to be able to plan multiple daily activities or outings quite as quickly, cuddle and lay with her during nap time for as long, or make trips to pick up piles of books from the library each week. I knew this would be my new reality, at least for a season. I would even cry, thinking about leaving her behind with her grandparents while Daddy and I were at the hospital welcoming her new sister. I've never left her so long before, and never overnight. It was hurtful. It was saddening. I packed a picture of her sweet, smiling face to place next to my hospital bed during recovery because I didn't want it to seem like I was forgetting her. "How sweet. Is that your other daughter?" the nurses asked. I would nod. And though filled with joy holding our littlest daughter in my arms, I would feel the twinge of sadness again. And then it happened. I had to face the change in seasons. Once my husband went back to work, each day began feeling sad I couldn't be there for my oldest like I was before. And the times I would get angry because she poked the baby's eye or talked loudly in her face, the sadness would hit again. "Mama, stop being mean to me." And I would melt. I'd hold her close and say, "I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I get frustrated. I'm learning to handle all these emotions. Mama loves you." She would nod and then give me a cuddle, and I would keep myself from crying in front of her. One evening, feeling the weight of all kinds of emotions, I went for a walk by myself. We were visiting my in-laws, so my husband and the kids were happily occupied. During this walk, I started crying yet again for the gone times I had with my daughter. And in that moment, I wanted nothing more than to have her in my arms, her beautiful thin curls tickling my face as I kissed her ear. Then I turned a corner, and there she was. It was like she knew I needed her. "How do you know I walk this way?" I asked my husband, who was alongside her. "I could have gone several other ways." "I just had a feeling," he said. "It's like she did too," I thought. I reached for my daughter and said, "How do you know Mama wanted to be with you?" She stayed quiet as she rested her head on my shoulder, and I carried her all the way back to the house, her breathing matching mine, silent but knowing.